Where does the situation with the animal shelter stand?
So the animal shelter is on the move. And so right now the resolution was actually addressed by the commissioner a few weeks ago. And I did hear from correspondence from the Office of Strategic Planning and the Office of the Mayor that a new shelter will be some form on underway. And we will hear in weeks on what city officials have chosen for the RFP for where the new shelter will go. And I am meeting with a new interim director who will be running the animal shelter and be going over concerns that we have. I know that I've been reached out to by multiple SPCAs who have helped the City of Buffalo Animal Shelter in moving animals from the facility. And you know, we understand that the current facility now has been overlooked for well over 20 years. And I, in my purview, would like to sell the structure that we have on Oak Street. It's unsatisfactory. It's not built for an animal shelter, and be able to take that capital and then move it to a new shelter. The Office of Strategic Planning was not able to tell me who specifically is working with the RFP now. But that in a few weeks it will be sent to the Common Council and released on where the future of the animal shelter will go.
Do you think it'll be financially feasible to do all this?
I think that it will, because from what I was speaking to with the Office of Strategic Planning was that we could put our build-out costs in our rental payments for the RFP. And we do know that we will generate revenue from the sale of the structure that currently is there. It is in downtown Buffalo. Even if they were to level it, that property is and land is worth something. It currently was appraised for about $600,000, but that was just the appraisal. We know that we could probably get on an open market more. So I know that city officials have worked out from not only the build out, but adhering to state standards and also community partners of what this facility and new shelter would look like. But I want to stress that even though we are potentially getting a new shelter, we also need to have a new staffing structure, because we know that we can have a big, beautiful building, but if we're not adequately staffing areas and we don't have the appropriate administrative help and resources there and policies and procedures in place, it's just a shiny new building that's not adequately taking care of the animals. And I want to stress this because I've gotten a saying of, well, why is this a priority? The first is per the charter, it is the city's responsibility to take care of the animals that are within our health and safety and in our municipality. We also just need to be very mindful in taking care of the creatures that we have in the City of Buffalo. And when we know that these animals are kept in cages for a long duration of time, it can cause traumatic experiences for the animals that we're then adopting back and giving back to the public. So that doesn't make any sense. So I want to thank the volunteers of the animal shelter, because I think that's one thing that's overlooked. If you don't know about the animal shelter, a large part of that facility is run by volunteers. Per the charter, there's one director, there's one dog control officer. I mean, it's really bare bones when it comes down to the animal shelter. I mean, payroll costs in our adopted budget were about $700,000 for payroll costs to run an entire shelter. It's pretty low. And so we know that we have a lot of work done done now when it comes to the RFP, but also in front of us. And it's been something that my colleagues have not given up on. And so I think that the way that we treat our animals is really a testament of how we are as a City of Buffalo. And so I've been listening to the volunteers. I've taken tours of SPCA. I've tried to do my own homework so that when an RFP does come before the Common Council, I have the intelligence to be able to properly scrutinize it. So I know that in a few weeks will be released. That's what I'm being told by the mayor's office and the Department of Public Works. And then that will ultimately go to the Common Council for scrutiny, where council members can weigh in and if this is a good proposal and a good move. But ultimately, for well over 20 years, the animal shelter has been overlooked. And in a short duration of time, we're starting to see the political will to get something done.
So within a few weeks, they'll put out that RFP and then people will start replying to it.
So it was released last year and okay. We had respondents. So okay. The Office of Strategic Planning can select an RFP and an applicant. And then
and they just hadn't done that yet?
They just hadn't done it. Okay. They were scrutinizing it and then they're working back and forth through a contract and a lease. So I know that that's the last part of responding and working with the applicant was a lease. And if it's the lease is fiscally feasible for the city to do. And I know that we're just weeks away from being able to get something before the Common Council.
What can be done to help the animals that are in the old facility right now? Because there are also people with concerns that they're not getting, fresh water and that they're cages aren't being cleaned properly and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I'm in correspondence with the Department of Public Works, which we're kind of going back and forth on for me to meet the new interim director. But I'm also in speaking with other agencies and how they can alleviate the burden at the shelter by moving the animals to either a Niagara County or Erie County SPCA, just because of the sheer fact that that facility is not built to be a shelter. It looks like a bunch of old break rooms that were turned into kennels. So we need to be honest at the animal shelter of how many animals we can properly have in that right now, and be able to care for them. But ultimately, you know, take care of what we have now safely, humanely, and properly, but to look forward to a new facility and a new department that'll be revamped and properly invested in, and to have a staffing structure that will truly take care of all the animals that are within our process.
Today, is the item being tabled, or what's going on today with this item?
So the item was formally adopted by the council. I sent the remainder to a committee so that if residents wanted to speak out or if I needed another item to be spoken about, I had it on the table to do that. But that resolution was formally adopted by the council that directed the Department of Public Works to produce a proposal and to produce an assessment and evaluation of that current property so we can take that capital to be able to have a new facility. Because when you're ultimately talking in tough budget times, it's easy for council members to say, we just don't have the funds. Well, we can do two things at the same time, and we can sell a property and know that we can get capital for that, and then ultimately build those costs, because there's going to be build out costs for a new shelter, and instead of coming up with the money to build it out, we could roll it over in a rent for a long duration of time that could be sustainable for the city to have. So I'm looking forward to the proposal. I've been talking about it with city planners. I haven't been given anything concrete because of confidentiality of the RFP. But from what I'm hearing, I'm feeling confident that city officials are giving proper scrutiny, not only to caring for the animals, but the sustainability and the feasibility of actually getting something done in a timely manner.